Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
That might help, Griffin, if you had the mic plugged in. Welcome, everybody, to the show. 347-934-0966. Hey, be like that sometime. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show, man. 347-934-0966. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Thanks for tuning in to the show. I really appreciate it. You're not rocking with the best of them, man. Another episode of the Subway, the Underground Ride Out. Hold on, let me get it again. Let me get that sound again. Hold up. Start the music. Start this over. Now, man. All right. Now that we got that all squared away. Welcome, everybody. The K100 Radio, man. We're going to run a whole bunch of music tonight. You feel me? Got a lot of stuff that we're going to do. We got an interview on deck tonight also, man. You feel me? Total Chaos is going to be hitting the phone lines at about halfway through the show. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to him. Shouts out to his camp. We'll see what's going on with him, what's popping with him, what he's got going on. We'll talk to him live over here at K100 Internet Radio. You know what I'm saying? So that's halfway through the hour. That's at the 9 o'clock spot. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, man, we're going to play this music, man. We had a really great Illa Kill last night, man. It was crazy. Lots and lots and lots of people from lots and lots of places on the phone line calling in, hitting us up, giving real feedback about the music, you know what I'm saying, what they heard, you know what I'm saying. We had, like, majority of the artists got illed. I think we had two people get illed across the board, but we did have two good songs, so got some new additions to add onto the Subway. Of course, you know, I won't be able to play them all in one night, maybe. I don't know. But I still got so much other people that I got to play. And I owe some spins, too, because I haven't played them in a minute and stuff. So, you know, it's just getting real crowded over here. So, hopefully, I mean, I can't wait till I go to this 24/7 format so I can keep more people playing, you know, more times. You know what I'm saying? I'm not playing some people enough. Some of it is because, you know, I'm trying to keep the good music. You know what I'm saying? You know, some of them music is okay, but it did get illed, so... You know, the way Illa Kill works is, you know, you get ill, you're supposed to get into rotation. So I do lean towards playing some other songs because I've been wanting to keep the mix hot, you know what I'm saying? But it may be a song that may not have been all that great, maybe barely passed through Illa Kill, but we still owe them the spins over here on the Subway, and I like to keep everything G and 100. So we got to, you know, play some of that other music too, man, you feel me? And, you know, they'll develop and they'll come along, you feel me? I'm also getting ready to do something that I've never done before. I'm gonna pick... Because it's so tedious to add people to the Change Entertainment site. Go check us out, though, at changeentertainment.com. But I'm going to go on one of these little poll sites. I don't know, one of these little... I pick one of these little poll sites or whatever. And what I'm going to do this time is... I'm going to pick the ones out of the ones that I want to add. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do me a little poll. And I'm going to tweet that out and Facebook that out. And I'm going to let the people say, you know, which one of these artists and their songs should be highlighted on changeentertainment.com. So that'll be something a little different. Somebody just concocted up. That'll be a nice little slick way to keep the people involved with, you know what I'm saying, what's going on over there at the Chainless Entertainment site, since, you know, it's real interactive over here with Illa Kill and everything. So I'm going to get ready to do that next week, because I'm going to add some people to the site, some featured artists to the site over there at chainlessentertainment.com. We got a ton of them over there already. If you go to chainlessentertainment.com and look up under R&B artists in rotation or hip-hop artists in rotation, then you'll see people over there that's highlighted and stuff. Some are over there because they just get a lot of retweets and a lot of interaction via the show. Some are over there because they got some damn good music. You know what I'm saying? I got one or two personal favorites over there. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, it really is about the music, or it is about their grind and their fan base. Retweeting, hooping and hollering, shouting out K100, whatever. So it's different ways that you get on there. But this time, the next edition, I'm going to make me up a little poll. You know these little free-ass poll sites? You just go over there and make your poll up. You know what I mean? I'm going to let the people tell me which one of these cats going to go over there this time. So it's going to be kind of sort of like a remote illa kill type shit. You know what I'm saying? So be on the lookout for that. Vote. And then if you're an artist, this is going to make the artist really tweet it out. You know what I'm saying? Get the people to go vote for them because they ain't paid no goddamn money to get over there. That's going to change soon as we go to 24/7 format, bro. But right now, while it's free, you have to put your work in because I'm pretty sure these other artists going to want that free slot over there. You know, we do a couple thousand visitors a week over there at Chainless Entertainment, unique visitors. You know what I'm saying? Going over there, trolling the site, looking at stuff. So that's free exposure. I can't guarantee they're going to click on your song and your like on your shit, but at the end of the day, you're still over there listed and you ain't paid a fucking dime. I'm one of the few people who got that kind of traffic who lets you get over there for free. All right? Totally free. You know what I'm saying? So, but this time, y'all have to work a little bit. Y'all got to get y'all people to go over there and vote for y'all and vote y'all asses onto that damn site this time. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to get into the music, you dig? I don't even know what to start with or what to play. I think I'm going to play some of this new shit. A little bit of the... Well, I'm playing some of the new stuff from the last Illa Kill. And, you know, of course, mix it in with some old and some fairly new over here on the subway. So without further ado, man, let me take one or two calls on the line, and we'll go ahead and jump into this mix. 478-228, what up, though?
Y'all already know what the fuck it is. It's your motherfucking neighborhood Pitbull Terrier Locked Dog.
Locked Dog. What's happening with you, bro?
Man, ain't nothing, man. Just chilling, man. Checking in to the realest motherfucking internet radio motherfucking spot on the motherfucking app. Nigga, pay 100. Lil' Timely Entertainment. Y'all go check out the website. Y'all fuck with it. Get the motherfucking peoples up and get the motherfucking shit over there, because it's definitely a motherfucking marketing tool. So my reverb page, you got there bumping, and I'm talking about it coming from Nettle.
Absolutely, man. Cats come over there and they look at these artists and they hear your song. And what we do is, like I tell the artists, I'm glad you brought it up because I want to tell the artists, your song, you have to have a Reverb Nation page. My bad. I forgot to mention that part, didn't I, Locked Dog? I totally forgot about that small little part right there. Yeah, you do have to have a Reverb Nation page. And what we do is, and this really helps the artist, though. Let me stop the music. You know what I'm saying? I want to make sure the artist that's listening to this, maybe live or the podcast or whatever, understand that it's not, you know, we put your Reverb Nation page over there. And that helps you for two reasons. A, because you do have to have a Reverb Nation page, but that's free. So you still haven't paid a dime if you don't have a Reverb Nation page, or you know what I'm saying? I don't know what the hell you're doing. That's probably the one of the if people love SoundCloud, but pound for pound, it's not fucking with Reverb Nation. That's just the truth of it. Reverb Nation is more powerful, and the widgets are better. So we take your widget from your Reverb. Yeah, we take your widget from your Reverb Nation page. You need to have a little make you a little bio. You got a little bio section. Put your little bio. We'll take a clip of your bio. If you go to changeentertainment.com, you can see what it is. But the good thing about that is two things. Even when they leave, when they click on your Reverb Nation, your widget still counts as a play towards your Reverb Nation. They come in and change the entertainment site listening to you, but when they click play, it clicks as a play for your Reverb Nation stats. So if you care about your Reverb Nation stats, you know what I mean, then it boosts that up. But also, then if they really like that song, they can just click right there, and if you got more music over there at Reverb Nation, you feel me? They can come over there, direct them over there, they can listen to more, they can find you. They can go right over there. Then if you got all the rest of your information listed over there, like your Twitter and your Facebook links, which you should have on Reverb Nation, or, again, what the fuck are you doing? They can follow your whole grind. You feel me? So we directing them to your grind, basically, for free. You do need to have a Reverb Nation page, and whatever song it is that I play on K100 needs to be on that Reverb Nation page, because that's the song that I'm going to let them hear, because I don't want them going to my page saying, I didn't hear that one song. No, whatever song we got in rotation for you over here at K100, that needs to be on your Reverb Nation page, and when it's on your Reverb Nation page, we'll embed your widget to the Chainless site, and then they're going to hear that thing. That's the one song we're going to do. For the R&B artists, I'd be letting them have like 2-3 songs over there, because I just put their main widget because we don't have so many of those. But we got so many hip-hop artists at the Chainless Entertainment site that I can't take that much space up because it's got a ton of you guys. So we want to let them play the one song. We embed the one song that you got in rotation, but then if they want to hear more, they can click it and go over there. You know what I'm saying? So,
that's
y'all
right.
Up,
definitely, y'all definitely fuck with it. It's definitely a goddamn marketing tool, and y'all need to take advantage of every motherfucking area of this shit that we can. So, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to motherfucking Blues Entertainment, K100 for doing that shit for a nigga.
Absolutely, man. Appreciate it. All right, stand by. I'm going to take one more call to get to the music, all right?
Yo.
All right. 904-697.
Yeah.
What up, though?
Yeah, what's going on, Blizz? What's going on, bro? This last bird I called in yesterday represent NES. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, NES, yeah. These guys got ill. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So shouts out to those guys. Shouts out to MIM. It's his birthday today. MIM, what's up, homie? Happy birthday, homie. You know what I'm saying? Lil Free or Die Change Entertainment, homie. Shouts out to MIM. But shouts out to NES. They had a good record, man. I may be able to get that one on today, too, for the Subway. You feel me? Did you hear what I just said about the little contest I'm going to do in a second? You feel me? Did you hear that part?
Okay.
Did you hear that part, Larry?
Now, say it one more time, bro. I ain't catch it.
I'm getting ready to do a little poll. So what you'll see it. When I tweet it out, we're doing a little poll. I'm getting ready to add more artists over there to be featured on the Change Entertainment. Have you been to the Change Entertainment site?
Yeah, I've been to it one time. I checked you out.
All right, well, over there where we got the featured artists, did you look at the featured artists and all that stuff? We're going to get ready to add some more people over there, but we're going to do it by a poll, and we're going to blast it out and let the artists get their fans to vote them in. It's free. You know what I'm saying? So the next edition is going to be on y'all to get put in. You know what I mean? I ain't going to pick randomly. I'm going to pick the ones who I want to, my nominees, but then y'all got to decide with y'all fan base. That's what's coming up.
Gotcha.
So let them know. All right?
All right.
All right, man. Appreciate you calling in. All right, man. Let's get it. That's 10 minutes. I'm done talking. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. I'm your host, Blizzle, man. Thanks for tuning in to the show. You're not rocking with the best of them. We're going to go ahead and set it off. I'll go ahead and start it off with something that y'all heard before, and we'll move into the new music. Shout out to the homie, Elu. Hey, Elu, you sent me some drops, but I need them in MP3. I can't play that file type. We'll get Elu over here, you know what I'm saying, get them drops over here. If you guys want to send me drops, send me some drops, man. I need drops from these artists. You know what I'm saying? For your song, come on, say some fly shit real quick and give a shout-out to K100 Radio. You know what I mean? And we'll drop it right before your song. But anyway, I only got a couple of drops. That gets more complicated for me, but still, I'll take them. Just hit me up, all right? But anyway, again, 347-934-0966, blogtalkradio.com/K100. You're not rocking with the best of them, man. Let's go ahead and get this thing on the tracks. Welcome to the Subway.
Yeah. At some point you gotta choose. Yeah. I already chose. Yeah. My attitude is greedy, cause I've been starving too long. My bad for the way that I feel. Things change when a man get richer. Champagne with the ice in the limelight. One night feel better than my whole life. Take a teal pill, man, I feel good. No pain, no gain, I grind it. Shout out to all my haters. You are the ones that made me. Fat lame when I cut the wood grain. I don't know her name yet, that's a damn shame. She cried when I say bye-bye. Tequila made me lie. She's strong when I see that dawn. She's sleeping, now I'm gone. I don't wanna leave her cause I know I gotta go. Sweet dreams gotta hit the road, baby. This life I live is crazy. Apologize and I promise to ride to that man in the mirror that's addicted to pride. Sweet dreams. Bye.
apologize and I promise to ride to that man in the mirror that's addicted to pride. Sweet dreams.
Represent the block. vacation. When you broke, they gon' play you like a PlayStation. When the emblems say Benz, they gon' ride with you. When it's gas in the plane, they gon' fly with you. Even when you wrong, they gon' side with you. When you broke, just two words, bye, nigga. Champagne for the pain. I stay rolling paper planes. Ain't a damn thing changed, girl. You tripping cause I'm tripping on the money making mission. Trying to make a little change, girl. When the money ain't around, I get to itching like a junkie cause the hustle's in my veins, girl. Money don't buy love, but trust you can't put all that love in your bank, girl. When you doing straight on the block, pumping crack, they your boys today. Get locked up, they ain't gon' help you keep the shorty straight. Turn on your tell on your first 48. They on your top when you on the top. Wake you up in the morning with the morning top. Here today, going tomorrow, that's just how they do ya. They ain't asking for the plate when it's ramen noodles. They want the steak and potatoes when the meal's done. They turn their head and look down when the bills come. When your face on the ground, watch them hills run. If she can't even tip, no deal, son. Either they with you or you ain't. They ain't never in the picture unless you get in the paint. Unless you sipping the drink, unless you smoke on no loud. They look at you like you stink, unless you look like a bank. See, they gon' tell you they love you.
So my feelings can breathe, telling my pain to add ease. I need to find a way to let it go. Holding your hand while we playing, you saying let go. And while I'm standing on stage, you yelling let go. And when I ask to get us back, you say I don't know. That's kind of crazy because I never thought we'd end like this. You had my last name in the front of me to marry miss. Now with your friends, I'm the one you talk about and diss. Falling apart because I see that I ain't built for this. But now it's funny cause we ending with a crazy twist. And on the phone you saying that I'll be the one you miss. Yeah, you with him, but I'm knowing I'm the one you miss. Yeah, you with him, but I know when I'm the one you miss. Feelings caught up, you the web and I'm the fly, trying to break free, but I don't wanna die. Yeah.
For your love, for your love.
It's funny how we fall short when it comes to this love thing. Like missing a final field goal at the Super Bowl for the ring.
Double overtime.
A knuckle fighter, I'm a lover, not a fighter, but somehow we always end up fighting. Somebody please enlighten. These are dangerous times. Uneducated to this love thing. Dangerous minds. You like my favorite white girl, sniffing dangerous lines. Broken hearted and filled with pain. So just read through my lines, giving sight to the blind. Cause it's only just a matter of time for something like this starts to happen to you. You heard what I said? Cause it's only just a matter of time for something like this starts to happen to you.
Confusion, girl. fucking with two of the best in the city.
Yeah,
right. Price cards out everywhere.
We super dig like y'all, run screen like y'all, overseas like y'all, move the key like y'all. No snitch in here like no, all my partners killing no joke. That we're talking that hair white in the street with no for that dope. We super dig like y'all, run screen like y'all, overseas like y'all, move the key like y'all. Like, no, all my partner killers, no joke.
No joke.
That we're talking that fair white.
Yeah.
You're sprinkling over that dope.
That dope. Straight baby, like, yeah.
Ain't
the baby, like, yeah.
Spins the road, moving blow.
Pimping
hoes, like, yeah.
Pot swole, like, yeah.
Keeps you burn, like, yeah.
Trap
bank,
money coming.
Punching hoes, like,
yeah.
Pogo down, like,
yeah.
Ice stop, like,
yeah.
DDS, shiny hard. Bitch losing they breath. Bentley coupe, Corvette, same colors my way. Yeah, time a nigga re-up. Got the block fucking upset. Yeah,
we super dig like yup, run screen like yup, overseas like yup, move the key like yup. No snitching here like no, all my partner killers no joke. That we're talking that hair white in the street with no for that dope. We super dig like yup, run screen like yup.
Street scholars, I wallow in the fucking mud for what I believe. Only a handful of these niggas really fucking with me. I need
big one status. I wanna change status. I need to live my life. Oh, boy, dad's cat is only here for a minute, so I gotta live it up. Wanna clear about a business, but for a couple million plus, you the world from the roof. Let me roll here. Ain't got no deal. This is hot on the hill. Get your autographs and t-shirts and camera stone. I'm about to be gone, 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 look, gone. Dipping in the whole lane, Atlanta, Georgia, on 85 South, headed back down the Florida, blowing bread with the fam on the streets that I miss. When they ask me how I am, I just simply tell them this. I make hits, the streets label me greatness. I'm the great tip. Where you been stuck in the matrix? I'ma make it hard on the yard. They gon' be like trout banks. Stop stunting on them bars. But it's not my charge. It's God's will. I was sent to spit this real shit. Definitely it was meant for me to transcend. Blown with the wind. I'm soaring up in the sky. Nobody could put me down. I'm in a league of my own. Holding down the throne. I put my people on. We made it through the storm. No more rainy days, cause the clouds all gone. The sun's out now, time to get our shine on. It's big one status, I wanna change status. I need to live my life, oh boy, dad's cat is only here for a minute, so I gotta live it up. Wanna clear about a business, but for a couple million plus, you the world from the cliff. Let me roll here, ain't got no deal. This is hot on the hill. Get your autographs and t-shirts, cameras, stones, and the top. Go, 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 go.
Yeah. This song is dedicated.
This song is dedicated
to Mr. Lawless White.
Yeah.
Rose Tyler.
Yeah, ain't here on earth. But now they gon' hear it every day in heaven.
Go ahead.
I remember growing up, thinking that we couldn't have been rich. In the morning, all I had was pop, pot of milk. Now that right there had to be God's gift. Cause I'm the man you see right now because of it. Not realizing all mama did to raise us. The money that she loaned, vacation she gave us. Just so a boy can go and have a good time. While she's sitting at home, and I was out of time. Sending me on field trips and other activities. While she busting up so she could give it to me. Had a son dressed clean for the team. Been a little dubby, little something. No clothes ain't come cheap. And I know she had plans for me. Better plans than the ones that I had for me. But she had to let me go. Had to let her boy grow. Living in the same high. And I swear for months, we ain't even. Oh, right then, I just wanted to die.
I can't deny that.
Hard for me to sleep after I house got shot at. Then working UPS, feeling stressed. Doing all that labor for that low check. Some days I couldn't make it out of bed. The only sunny side of the day I seen was when my mama cooked eggs. And we always stay fed. Even if swamp juice and pepperoni hot pockets, all that we had. Cashing in change to get money to spend. It felt good to have that. To the pocket full of lint. Being all frustrated, taking shots to vent. Till the boy start right 16. Not big enough to let my homeboy see. Had a little group, but the ego killed it. My friends wished I something I couldn't deal with it. Me and acting like winning something I don't experience. I don't know what happened. I know him since we were kids. But now that we're adults, man, it is what it is.
Every day, getting no relief unless I got a tube of NK. Trying to work hard, make it better for my family. I hate commercial rap, so I ain't looking for no Grammy. Where I live, it is what it is. Can you imagine stealing clothes down at the Goodwill? And things ain't changed, I just done got a little older. Happening more frequent, maybe a little colder. I told you, NES was here to stay. Established around my county, and what you say, say. And I still don't rest, like a mutt with worms. No food, stomach hurting from them acid burns. You see, eventually I learned to play the game. One person on and all, and Uncle Sam's his name. Double A clocking in just to make a few dollars. Got dreams of a pension with a black Impala. And your boy got hitched, old lady with a brain. A shame cause her hubby couldn't buy a ring. We got back up though, cause things could have been worse. Feeling bad by my homie, put himself in the hearse. Left his family behind, 22 years young. Didn't cry cause it's typical where I'm from. Kinda dumb, huh? But you get used to it. Try not to get attached cause eventually you lose. And say the money ain't real, that's what your government say. Got me working 9 to 5, slowing up my day. I wish I can turn like the hands of time. Having fun when life didn't cost us a dime. In the back of my mind, I try to impose real. I'm just trying to accept the fact that, homie, it is what it is.
It is what it is, man. You know a player just trying to get a meal, man. Work hard, trying to pay a couple bills, man. You know we starved, trying to get a meal, man. Bottom line, we gon' get it how we live, man. These in the yes boys, they gon' do the damn thing. We live the same life, but ain't nothing changed. So tell me, why would we try to complain?
Yo, slick with a pen flow, stay eloquent. Tryna do it large like I came from an elephant. I'm hella bent on being relevant. Irrelevant, my swag and intelligence equals excellence. The pessimists tried to question him, have reservations like they checking in. I proved them wrong, see I'm strong, you can check the chin. You counted out, you should've counted in, I'm out to win. Winning, no Charlie Sheen, I got a gnarly team, and plus a gnarly scheme. My life is like a party scene, bruh, it's hard to dream. Fly whip, fly kick, fly chick. Working hard to touch the stars, we the flyest. Touching down on Mars, what a nice trip. I be crushing on these bars, call me Vice Grip. Road tone is cold, man, I might slip. And my stock is always rising, not a slight dip.
You know that no matter where we go, things fly like balloons are in the sky.
Never catch us on the sideline. Up in the game like it's prime time. Wishing it like supernovas, controlling the aspects of our timeline. Envision the mission, it takes the higher limits. Flows got us standing above the rest like monuments. You catch me spitting like you flew off a cliff. We only speak on tracks after sips of the expensive. We grind live with a shine that'll catch your eye. Like it's a requirement for ways that we live life. Now keep in mind, we got rhymes, we connected. Cause we masters at what we do, no pun intended. We stay fresh from head to toe. Only haters disbelieve, but the rest seem to know. We hustle with the juice at the palm of our hands. To speak with poetry to spread it all across the land.
You know that no matter where we go, we stay fly.
Wake up with the price in my mind, ambition. You see in my eyes, you can never take my drive, even if you break me down, alright? Realize I shine bright like the starry sky. Painting pictures on my mind each day and night. I keep it right, stay focused, never lose my sight. Keep on moving, never losing till the day I die.
Check microphone mix. I'ma keep rising like my first name is Pilot. Why is always difficult the way my life is? I is only wanting pieces of the pie is. Type this. How will I know if I don't try it? Like it. Something that I know that I might get. Write this. Hands in the air when I protest. No end. Never gonna stop cause I'm focused. Hopeless. Never trying to stop me. A earth. Seeds that we sow in the dirt. They now growed up and made worse. A volunteer army. You all wear our shirts. 2 minutes later, you all sing our verse, see message. Legs stay restless, slow see x-ray. Crocodile Dundee, straight through your chest, mate. Checkmate, everything I do, I get the checkmate. 100 grand sitting on my chest plate.
You know keep going. That no matter where we go, we stay fly. Like balloons are in the sky.
W.
www.lawtalkradio.com/K100radio. I'm your host, Blizzard Man. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show, man. 347-934-0966. Let me run down who I played. Started out with Elu with Heartache. Velo, the new Velo, representing 478 with the Cool. Jay Harris, When It All Falls Down. It's my homie Jay Harris. Go over there to Diamond Cuts to get it cut, too. He grinding three different ways, barbershop trapping, doing beats. He got tracks. He's got, you know what I'm saying, the joint out. You know what I mean? Jay Harris is working, man. Shout out to the homie. New Philadelphia. He got a Mammy Joy's called Confusion. He's got a real dope video for that. You know what I mean? Like, yo, the song. I like the song, but the video, when you see the video with it, yo, when put in work on that video. Salute to you, homie. New Jay Hot with Yep Yep, Trap Bank Status Quo. NES, It Is What It Is. And after that, I rounded it off with the homies representing California, Earth Crew, Keep Rising. Shout out to the artists. We're going to go ahead and take one or two of these calls, man, and get back into the music. My 9 o'clock interview is coming up soon, so we're going to try and play as much as we can before then. 770-627. What's up?
Hello?
Hello, what's happening?
What's up, man? I was trying to catch that group NES before they went off, man, because I was really feeling the record y'all played on them. That never, what was it? The It Is What It Is.
Oh, yeah, did, yeah. Did you miss it?
Shout out, it was a dope record.
Did you miss it?
I did miss it, man, but I'm familiar with the group or whatever. I caught it, like, at the end or whatever, and I was like, well, dang.
Yeah.
I was trying to catch him to give him a personal shout-out, but it's all good. Man, I think I need to throw that thing in regular rotation.
I mean, it's on the subway. It is what it is. They're on the subway. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
So, you know, they'll get played, you know what I'm saying, until we go to the 24-hour, you know, format. Of course, no one gets played every single subway. Like,
No, I feel you.
Yeah,
nah,
until
I was
we go to the 24-hour format. Yeah, but, I mean, but they're in rotation now, so they good. You know what I'm saying? They're on the subway. This is the music playlist, you know what I'm saying? They'll get played on here, you know what I'm saying, until further notice, basically. You know what I'm saying?
All right, cool, man, and I enjoy y'all station as
Thank
well.
You very
so
much.
Thank
you very much.
I appreciate y'all playing the real hip-hop.
Absolutely, that's what's up. Well, please, by all means, if you're really into the internet music and you want to hear some more of these great artists and get connected with us, hit us up, chainlessentertainment.com. That's C-H-A-I-N-L-E-S-S, chainlessentertainment.com. Go over there and check that out, man. You want to hear the underground music, you want to hear the best of the best that's out here grinding, we got them over there. We got music on deck. All right?
Yeah, Chainless. All right, I got you, my dude.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Shouts out. Remember, if you're on the phone line, I got a couple people on the phone lines, but remember, if you want to talk to me, you got to press the number one. It's going to say you're now in the host queue. I won't come to your phone lines in the subway if you don't do that, because it's all about the music over here. So if you're just rocking out on the show, you're just listening, you feel me? I haven't came to your phone line yet, but you're on this phone line and you want to talk to me, it's because you haven't pressed the number one. I am not about to open your phone line. So press the number one. It'll say you're now in the host queue, and I'll let you get your shout out in real quick. Other than that, we're going to get back into the music. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. That's where you can listen to us live. On the internet, trying to get me a co-host that's down for the cause who can come to work every night. You ain't got to be in Atlanta. You just got to have a computer and be dedicated. Get somebody to run my screen, my calls, and do my chat room. All you need, if you want the job, is dedicate yourself to being here 8 to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursdays. No, this is an internship, so you can just, if you're a college student, this actually does count as college credit as interning. All you need is a computer, high-speed internet. I need somebody to do my screening, my calls, so I won't have a debacle like I did last night, couldn't find the person I'm looking for, and also run the chat room. I want to have a chat room popping. You know what I'm saying? It's for the people who just don't want to talk too much. They don't hear any voice, but they want to voice their motherfucking opinion. I got both of these features on deck. I just don't use them because I'm doing too much as it is already. I can't do all this by myself. So I need somebody to screen my calls as they come in, and I need somebody to run my chat room while I'm live. You want the job, you want to be affiliated with ChainlessEntertainment.com and K100 Radio, hit me up, you dig? Other than that, what else I got? Oh, that's it. Anyway, new music. Shout out to the NES, they got added last night. So did my homie, Grizzly. He He got killed the week before with the 10-14. He got killed with a song called Officer Down the week Chris Donner went ham. I don't know what the fuck you niggas didn't put two and two together. Anyway, second time's a charm for Grizzly. Came through with a new joint called Player's Life. You're not rocking with the best of them. Welcome to the Subway.
With the latex, night full of fun, we had safe sex.
Yeah.
No, baby, I ain't got a wife, I ain't got a girl. I live a player's life. 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 Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lady love, you look like you need a bear hug. Come lay your pretty self down on my bear rug. I call you honey, cause that's what the bear loves. The type of woman we can go and make some bear cubs. So bend over, baby. Touch them pretty toes, the lips between your lips like a petal on a rose. You make me wanna taste it, make me wanna lick it. French kissing, baby, top it with a biscuit. Girl, you wrong for that, do that one more game. The way you shake your hips and do that little spin. My future baby mama, my fiance. You make me wanna touch up on it like Beyonce. So skip the he say and the she say. The mess, the yachts, the rides in the driveway. You can get them all, sexy red bone. Just take them clothes off, but leave them heels on.
I hit her off with the latex, night full of fun, we had safe sex.
Yeah.
No, baby, I ain't got a wife, I ain't got a girl. I live a player's life. I live a player's life. I live a player's life.
Chocolate, what you looking at? I call you Tweety cause I thought I saw your putty cat in the sundress. Let's get this party jumping. What you drinking, ma? Girl, you smoking something? Yeah, I keep the sticky, icky lime green with that fruit scent. Smell it on my white tee. I keep a fat sack in a fat gap. Bad chick, early 20s with a fat back. Excuse my hands like they play applies. But I like to know if you draw me and my girl in a menage. We can fly up to my lodge, give each other's all massage. In the morning, flip a coin, which car we whip out the garage. Cause your game off the chain, make the tone ring do a stain. I'm in love with a stripper, so just call me T-Pain. And the way you shake your rumps, them lovely lady lumps. Take off every stitch of clothes, but leave on them leather pumps.
I hit her off with the latex, night full of fun, we had safe sex.
Yeah.
No, baby, I ain't got a wife, I ain't got a girl. I live a player's life. 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 Yeah.
She used to kick in with the players and them ballers with notes. Type of guys I would rob when I was hungry and broke. Where I mobbed in the club, simply made her float. She walked past and I smiled, that was all that she wrote. Pardon me, miss, she tried but she couldn't resist. Fall in love with the thug was the last in the list. Everybody in the club tried to snatch her right up. Fine little mama, want you back that thing up, huh? She want a roughneck like MC Light. Someone to hold it tight and beat it up all night. Pull her by her long hair and choke her neck just right. Can't wait to tell the girls what we did last night. She had that 5-5, I had that good D. I put it on her, she put it on me. The ass bouncing like a 6-4 Chevy. Wanna cuff me like the 5-0, but I'm not ready.
I hit her off with the latex, night full of fun, we had safe sex. No, baby, I ain't got a wife, I ain't got a girl. I live a player's life. I live a player's life. I live a player's life. I live a player's life.
Got my top back, slam back, feeling
boss, nigga. I ain't cheating. What you take me for? Huh? I'm a bitch and a bill. 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 $200 meal. $300 dude. $400 shoes. Nigga, what it do?
Life old card, see you for some dice boy. That's a pimp, that's a lie, that's a man. that's a baller. Watch me go hard in the paint. Pocket full of them undone. So a green bitch is done one. Both cam and he's super green. Eight shots and eight balls. On the corner, no trouble, no. Fuck that shit, I blushed it up. Catch the night of working, so low cat of done, he pimped up. Lend them all, I spend the money, I pimp up. My feet so soft. I'm walking like a pimp, bitch, that's up. I'm a man, so shut the fuck up.
This is for the monster, no time for you monster. Yeah, this is for the gangster. We looking over the wasters. Pimp, match, and player. We grind into the night fall. Stop, freeze. When we hit the wall. Yeah, this is for the monster, no time for you monster. Yeah, this is for the gangster. We looking over the wasters. Pimp, match, and player. We grind into the night fall. Stop, freeze, man. When we hit the wall.
Enough about me, tell me how life been. Let's change numbers, something like bad friends. All I smoke is Cali, you welcome to join in. Long as I'm breathing, baby, that's my enjoyment. And you looking good, well dressed with a nice scent. And you looking good, well dressed with a nice scent. You should come cool it, baby, later on tonight.
Radio, my man Blizzum with the Subway Underground ride out. Let's go.
Yeah. gonna.
Yeah.
Before I let you stop mine, boy, you be a goner.
You
my swag too fresh, my flow so deaf. If you do it how I do it, then you do it with the best.
Yeah.
Rep my city to the last breath in me.
Shout it out.
With them go-getters and dough flippers. Love by them ladies, cause my swag be the illest.
Let's go.
Yo, it be the man that's making the ice shine.
Yeah.
Take a deeper look, the real diamonds in my eyes.
Woo.
Box the devil, I had to walk through hell.
Yeah.
Do it all again for my people to live well.
Live
you
well.
Been where I been, that's something to talk about. You ain't been in my shoes, you might as well shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
To put the barrel in your mouth.
Bang.
In your face,
in
had to hustle just to get up out the mud. The world keeps spinning like the rims on them dubs.
Don't
yo,
stop.
We popping bottles with the models
go.
On the gas,
go.
Full throttle,
go.
Mind deep,
go.
Aristotle,
go.
Classic art,
go.
Leonardo.
Go.
Yo, you steady sipping on Patron, talking to them boss chicks with them sundresses on.
Yeah.
Yo, pretty toes make me wanna take her home. Come and ride with me. Let me show you how it's done.
Turn up.
Your pussy all up in my grill. Everything is feeling right, cause we up on the spill. That mean you rolling all night, so you know the deal. You know the game, babe. I wanna have your pussy dripping like rain, babe. You all on top of me, wearing my chain, babe. I love you when you ride, just doing your thing, babe. I'm saying, babe, we've been rolling all day, fucking all night. Wanna do, it's up to you, girl. Matter of fact, lay down, let me tell you what to do, girl. And know the chip, but I got you feeling like a schoolgirl. You know the city life, fast money and sex with drugs on the side. So baby girl, tell me if you feeling right. Cause baby girl, we bout to roll all night. All right, we've been rolling all day, fucking all night. Fucking all night, and rolling all night, fucking all day, my boy.
347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show, man. 347-934-0966. We had a good little run right there, man. Hold on, let me tell you who we just played. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. That's where you can holler at me. I ran the homie Grizzly, new joint player life, just got added to the Subway via Illichill last night. Amon with Cruise Control. Westside. Taboria, I'm a bitch and a bill. Vocab is done. Pimps, Max, and Players, Goldmouth, Cooling It, Stingray. Shoutdown checking in. Fly for Life, Sean Ward representing Texas. Rolling. Miss Kendra representing the boot, 504. I gave you my all. That's some R&B for you. I know the ladies fucking with me on that. South Cat checking in. As we rolled out with 44 Water, I Just Came to Party. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Follow us on Twitter at K100_radio, at K100_radio. You can follow me personally at Blizzum, at BLIZM. But hold on, pause for the calls. Let me start the music. My interview's on the line. I got the homie Total Chaos checking in with me. Yeah. Pippin, what's happening, homie?
I'm chilling, man. I'm blessed. How you doing today?
Man, I'm good, man. I'm over here chilling, man. We doing the broadcast. We live over here, man. We got people on the phone lines. We got people listening to us all over the country, man. Shouts out to you for taking a moment to call into the show and represent you, dude. What's happening?
Man, it's a blessing, man. I'm just at the studio right now getting it in, bro. That's it. Working hard.
Absolutely, man. Well, before we get into everything, I got some things I want to discuss. I got some things I want to chop it up with you with. All right? You know, this is an independent station, but I finally found a way to play me a 2 Chainz record. It's not a 2 Chainz record, but it's a record with 2 Chainz on it, and it's Total Chaos record featured with 2 Chainz. So, y'all know I don't play the big boys once they get to be Def Jam and FM radio and shit. They done over here. I remember when he was Titty Boy. Shout out to Dollar. Old Nat. True that. Anyway, this is the point. You know what I'm saying? We're checking live from ATL. You know what I'm saying? This is the point. I finally got a way to play 2 Chainz on the show without everybody saying, "Look, you playing a nigga with a deal." Aha, motherfuckers.
<Play it. That's> real.
I'm saying now. You can't stop me now. I find a way to play Trick Daddy with AJ. Now I find a way to play 2 Chainz with Total Chaos. Now, I'm still sticking to the rules and sticking to the script. So, Total Chaos, what's happening, man? Tell the people who you are, man, and where you hail from, homie.
Man, I'm Total Chaos. I'm out of Florida, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm a producer. I produce for a lot of names out there that you might know of. I rap, man. I've been in the game for a minute. You know what I'm saying? I'm a solid cat, street cat. You know what I'm saying? I don't do too much bragging. I'm a humble dude. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just out here trying to make my mark in the game, man. You know what I'm saying?
So let me get this straight. What part of Florida? You know, well, you might not know this because we never really met personally. Because you know how this old industry shit be. This old third-party setup shit. You know, check my artist out. Yeah, Blizzard, I fuck with the show. Blah, blah, blah. Nigga, okay, but I want some real nigga shit. Fuck all that. This is how the interview going down. But I'd be like to get into it with niggas. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm from Florida. I'm from Florida. And somebody said, you know, you supposed to be calling from. I couldn't find you on the switchboard at first. Because somebody said, you calling from 850. I said, hold up. Nigga, I'm from the 850. Where nigga from? Where you from, homie?
I'm originally from Lauderdale, bro, but I stay in Tallahassee, man. I'm right here on Thought Street right now.
And I'm from Panama City, a.k.a. the Banging Bay.
I already know.
Right.
Keep talking about that boy, Blood Run, that boy, Mighty Mike. Free my dog, Mighty Mike.
Man, don't make me start playing shit, Total Chaos. Don't make me deviate from the motherfucking plan and start playing my nigga shit over here. I'm trying to
get some niggas, man. Those some good street niggas, man. Those some good niggas. Fuck the deal. Them boys putting their work in the street, man. You got no niggas out here flogging with that shit, man. Them boys certified. Them boys, like, you know what I'm saying? Those some real cats there, man.
See, now the whole interview finna eat up probably the rest of the show. I'm sorry if y'all was waiting to hear some other shit, because now we done got on some real nigga shit, and now we finna have a conversation in front of you motherfuckers, like y'all ain't here. So this is the thing. Both of them is my niggas. I got music with both of these niggas, man. You feel me? I grew up in the hood with both of these niggas. You know what I'm saying? That's my nigga. You know what I'm saying? I got songs with Blood. I got songs with Mighty Mike. You understand what I'm saying? Both of these niggas, man, is my folk, man. So
yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out how the fuck I don't know who you is. I ain't never met you. We'll get into that later. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who you is and how the hell we ain't crossed paths yet. And you know all my motherfucking people, but that's how it be sometimes. Shit, this industry big and it's small and it's shrinking and grow, whatever. But we'll get into all that, my nigga. But this is the shit I want to know. Your grind, you say you're a producer. You know what I'm saying? So as a producer slash artist, I want you to go ahead and tell the people what's the difference, man, because a lot of people don't understand when you're an artist and you just rap and shit, but then when you do tracks and you produce it yourself, let me ask you this about your track. Do you like to rap on your tracks or other people's tracks when you come down to you being a rapper? Which one you like? Do you like to rap on your own shit or other people's shit?
Me being a rapper, I like variety. I like a whole bunch of different shit, man, because I like to see where another cat be to take me or make my mind, send my mind on a little plank or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I like other niggas shit. You know what I'm saying?
All right. That's true. I concur. That's because I'm a rapper slash producer myself. So, and I like my tracks, but I like to get my tracks to other people and then rap on other people's shit. You know what I'm saying?
It's a challenge. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, when you be sitting there, you be chopping up, you producing. Like, this is the thing with me. It's like the white boy effect, the Eminem effect. You ever notice when Eminem be producing for other motherfuckers like Jay-Z? You know them niggas is tight and shit, But if you put Jay-Z on an Eminem track, he gonna kill this motherfucker. Why? It's his beat. We sat in that motherfucker and created that beat. We already knew what the rhythm and the flow, the perfect shit to fit it, because we created that motherfucker at the same time. So he got motherfuckers to feature with him on tracks. He didn't just kill their ass. That shit unfair. That shit is unfair. I wanna make it perfectly clear to everybody who always talking shit about Jay-Z and that Renegade thing when he got ate up by the white boy. The point is, it's his fucking beat. He made the track. You'll never rap on another nigga track better than him if he a rapper.
And it ain't no telling how long Eminem sat on that track. Eminem probably had that track for like 3 years. That's probably one of his favorite tracks that he know he wrecked on. And then he just was feeling the beat at the time. Was like, man, give me one. And he gave us some shit that he already had. Wrote for that motherfucker.
It took him 6 months to write the track. Jay-Z tried to go in the booth and spit it off the top.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
And that's how you end up looking crazy. But that ain't the point. No disrespect to Hov the God. Niggas.
No, ain't no disrespect to neither one of them boys.
But he lost on that one. You know what I'm saying? So check this out. All right, so I got a couple of things I want to talk to you about. First of all, let me ask you this, man, because you Florida and you 850 and I'm 850 and I feel like I know the Florida scene. You know what I'm saying? I've been living in Atlanta for about over a decade now, so I feel like a little detached. But I go home all the time. I grind in the city. You know what I'm saying? I be at home all the time, man. You feel me? I push my music. When I drop an album, I bring that motherfucker home. And have my last album release was in Panama City. I had two. I had one in Panama and one up here. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like my home people gonna fuck with me the long way, no matter what. At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Smaller market. You know how it is in Florida. But you about the Florida. Like right now, outside of everything that's going on with Ross, whatever, we will get into all that because that's standard shit. But who you feel like really banging in the state right now, besides yourself now, outside of you, you're doing your thing. I know you gonna represent for yourself. But who you feel like really represent the state? Niggas talking like Flies, well, he don't fell off, blah blah, or we don't want to talk about Ross. He got it because he's at upper echelon, but he got a lot of shit going on. But who you think really own deck?
I mean, you got cats like Lil Seville. You got cats like Struder out of Tampa. Cats like Young Quan out of Jacksonville. Him and Nephew. God, rest in peace. Mob Boss. My mind going blank right now. But you got a gang of cats. You got my dog C Black, the boy Certified 8. You know what I'm saying? The underground scene in Florida is like, is popping right now. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of underground cats that's really coming out. Iceberg, you know what I'm saying? Like, the underground scene is really cracking. Billy Blue, you can go on for days, but I'm just proud of Florida as a whole right now because, you know what I'm saying? Now niggas started to step up to the plate and you starting to hear some good music. You know what I'm saying? You had that first wave of niggas that ain't really check out, wasn't certified, or, you know what I'm saying? Wasn't what they said it is. You know what I'm saying? It seemed like that wave kind of dying out. And now you're getting away with the good niggas, the solid niggas, the real niggas, you know what I'm saying, with good street music, you know what I'm saying, that people ain't had a chance to hear. And now you starting to get a wind of that shit, you know what I'm saying? What that boy name out of, it's a cat out of St. Peter, out of Tampa. What that nigga name? Ice Billion Burger. Mm-hmm. Burger.
Oh, Burger.
I don't know if you're the Burger.
I fuck with Burger. We play Burger's music over here because he fucks with the homie C. Wakely. And I fuck with C. Wakely the long way. You know what I'm saying? Me and C. Wake go way back from when he was managing Blood and everything, and that's when I initially met him because me and Blood was real cool, and then I met him because he was managing Blood at the time. But even after all that, we still kept a relationship, so he's good people, man. You know what I'm saying? He, you know what I mean? Him. I like the Commissioner's music out of Gainesville also. That's somebody down there.
Yeah, the Commissioner, yeah.
Play the
Commissioner. They got a boy named Ben Frank out of Gainesville, too. That cat got hot.
I haven't heard of him, but I got the commission over here in rotation. So I try to keep my Florida people on deck, man. You feel me? You know, I'm rocking with you, man. But this is my first really introduction to you. I hate I had to meet you over the fucking internet instead of just, dapping a nigga down and burning one with a nigga, whatever.
Hey, but it's a time, place for everything. I'm pretty sure we're going to get together after this, though.
Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? So, but shouts out to you, man, and shouts out to the home state in Florida. I just wanted to get your feel on that. You understand what I'm saying? Because it is the Florida movement. I am 850 to our life. That's what scarred on me. True that. So, let me get to the next shit. And we're going to play that. Oh, don't get it twisted. We're going to play the Total Chaos featuring 2 Chainz in a minute. We got you, nigga. Y'all pause, nigga. Pump your brakes. Let me ask you this, dog. This is something that I want to bring up, and I haven't had a chance to talk about this on my show since the whole fuck shit happened. But you know the whole shit with Lil Wayne, Tunchi, whatever you want to call him today, whatever he decides to be, with him and saying the Emmett Till line. I got to ask you this. I'm going to ask you this. May put you on Front Street in a minute, but I just want to get your opinion. What do you feel about how responsible you feel as a rapper or as an artist for what you say in your bars? Do you feel like everything can be said, or do you feel like some shit you just don't say in your raps?
I think it's just some shit you don't say in your raps. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause what you speak, what you speak in your rhyme, you speaking into your universe, or you know what I'm saying? You like speaking on that shit, and a lot of times you speak on shit, and it's you might take it as a joke, but you know what I'm saying? You ain't think about his mama or his people that got to hear this same line. You know what I'm saying? Or what they gonna deal with every time they hear that line? You know what I'm saying? So you got to think about what you're saying and what you putting into them raps, bro, because it ain't just affecting you sometimes. Well, most of the time, it ain't just affecting you.
Absolutely. So, do you are you one of the people, because you got this is the standard. I'm gonna tell you how it is, how I've preached and how I've said repeatedly over here at K100 my stance on the whole situation. As an artist, I'm not here to raise your child. That's your responsibility. That's your kid. All of my albums got parental discretion advised on the front. If your 9-year-old son or daughter listens to my music, you are failing as a parent. That's the first thing, okay? Because all my music is clearly posted. I need it. This is for grown-ups or whatever. But at the same time, with this whole fiasco, I came out and I spoke briefly, and I'm actually going on 89.3 FM. You guys, make sure you check me out, 89.3 FM, tonight after I get off the air at 2 o'clock in the morning. They got a 2 o'clock to 6 p.m. slot. So if you in the Atlanta area, you listen to my voice, 89.3 FM, I'll be live on the air. They're calling me in as a guest to talk about this whole issue, because they're having a whole symposium and a couple other artists and radio people coming through to talk about it. But I feel like you do have a responsibility, but I'm really, really, really all for you should be able to say what you want to say, and then the filter need to come down the line. Now, I wouldn't have said that line about Emmett Till or whatever, and I understand what you're saying. Like, I agree with what you're saying. Saying that is disrespectful, and some things I would never say that line out of respect. But I kind of shy away from censorship with rap, because I feel like rap. It's unfair with rap, man. With niggas, man, it's like everybody, a motherfucker, Arnold Schwarzenegger can kill 100 motherfuckers in the movie, but we say one thing about rap or guns and killing. Now we the hope. Now Southside Chicago got a whole bunch of motherfuckers getting killed because of goddamn Chief Keef. That's the shit I don't like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just as a man, you should feel like I need to take that responsibility. You know what I'm saying? Fuck everybody else and fuck everything else. You know what I'm saying? As a man and as a black man, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You should be able to respect that and know, like, damn, bro, yeah, that is a hot line, but I ain't going to say that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And nigga, you already got it. You know what I'm saying? You ain't like you out here to prove a point right now. You just, I guess, saying shit not for shock value. You know what I'm saying? And that's
right.
Where I kind of veer away from. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't feel like that's necessary. But, hey, that's if he feel like he had to do it, that's him. He is on man. But I know me, at night, that shit probably bothered me. Like, damn, bro, I probably shouldn't have said it. I probably could have said something else. You know what I'm saying? That's
right.
Me.
Right. True. Me too. So let's get into it, man. And shouts out to the real niggas, man. Shouts out to the 850. Shouts out to the homie, man. I'm glad to have you on the show, because I didn't even really know. I didn't know too much about you. You know what I'm saying? The people that pitted us together and put you on the show, they just told me briefly. And then they was like, well, they told me where you're from. I was like, where you from? Hold on. That's the whole area. But I had never really heard of you. But I, at this point, now I know who you are. And we'll go ahead and expand and expound beyond this point. But let's go ahead and get into this. Let's go ahead and get into this song that you got. You feel me? Oh, I got to ask you one thing as a producer, though. As a producer. What you produce with?
I produce with that hardware, that MPC 3000, all kind of keyboards, modules. You know what I'm saying? I might leak up the Fruity Loops every now and then. But let me get this understood. Like, niggas gotta understand this. It's a difference between a beat maker and a producer. It's a difference between a rapper and an artist. You know what I'm saying? Like,
uh-huh.
Niggas get twisted, because a producer gonna sit there from the time he make the beat to the time a nigga drop the hook, the rhymes. All
right.
The way through the mixing session, to make sure he got a good product when he come back with it.
Right.
You know, the beat maker gonna make you a beat and email that bitch to you, my nigga. And whatever you give me, you give me. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So let's hold up. I want to make sure I give you some hand claps. Now, I didn't even know. I'm glad you said that. You feel me? I'm glad you broke that down. Now, we all about teaching over here at K100 Internet Radio. This whole show is all about independent artists. All we play is independent artists. Cats, we haven't really reached the main. If you in FM radio and you got rotation, you got a budget and all that, we're not fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? But if you want, you know what I'm saying? If you grind and you out here, this is what we do. This is all we play on the show. We don't play nobody that's already got, you know, national recognition. But I'm glad you said that, because a lot of cats really don't understand what the difference is between a beat maker and a producer. Motherfuckers around here giving producer credit to Johnny Giuliani like he's motherfucking next Diddy. You know, this motherfucker got everybody like produced by Johnny Giuliani. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get tracks from people who, you know, who have SoundClick pages and whatever, but I make sure you're putting the credits, you know what I'm saying? Track by the presidents, produced by Blizzom, you know, and give myself the credit, because, yeah, I bought the beat from them or whatever, and I bought the master from them, but I came up with the concept. I recorded the damn song. I came up with everything everybody's saying. Most of the time, if it's a hook being sung, I wrote that motherfucker too. You know what I'm saying? So I'm the motherfucking producer. I say produced by Blizzom, I'm the fucking producer. So I'm glad that you brung that up and let everybody know the difference between that, because it's a lot of underground cats who might not know that. So big ups to you on making that clarity. So, I want you to do me a favor real quick and introduce this joint that you got with 2 Chainz. How did this come about? 2 Chainz, how did this come about? The name of the joint is called Slums of the Ghetto. What is it about, and how did this collaboration happen?
The collaboration came through my big homie Blood Rock. You know, he fuck with that boy Heavy. And I did a lot of work for my dog Blood, and Blood put in the word for me and got me the feature, you know what I'm saying? And that was like right before the nigga hit, you feel me? So we've been sitting on it for a minute. Just so, you know what I'm saying? God worked in mysterious ways. Like, I got the shit right before he hit. Then, like, a month later, after I got the shit, the nigga was out of here. You know what I'm saying? We hearing about the nigga in New York. He doing this, he doing that. You know what I'm saying? So it was a blessing. But the song is called Slums of the Ghetto, and it's just for any nigga that came up from nothing, man, that know what it is to struggle, my nigga, in life. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got a ball or nothing like that, but just to be able to get from one day to the next day, you know what I'm saying? It's a blessing all the time. It's a blessing all the time. Just the whole aspect of my nigga. If I get a little money, my nigga, and you see me out here and I buy myself some nice things, it's because I ain't never had shit, my nigga. And just because I want to go get me a nice car right now or whatever, my nigga, don't hate on me. You know what I'm saying? Don't talk crazy or talk down on me, my nigga. I just ain't never had none, so let me go get my little car or whatever, my nigga, and let me do me and stay in my lane. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the slums of the ghetto. I ain't never had shit.
Absolutely. I fuck with it. Hey, I'm going to come right back to you when the song done, because I want to know which one of the tracks you did for Blood. You know what I'm saying? Is it on one of the projects?
Man, that whole last album he dropped, I did like 7, 8 songs on that album. The Blood Rider
Difference. Oh, I know we got to cut that, because it's one my favorite song that I play all the time off that last one, because it came out right around election time, was the Obama joint. You know what I'm saying? But he got.
I'm on that record.
You on that record?
Yeah, that's me on the hook. That's me on the hook.
I didn't even know that. So y'all can't even sit here and say Blizzom was showing favoritism on no other shit. Or how this? I didn't even know this was the motherfucking nigga on the hook. And you can go back and check my archives. I done played that song about 20 times since that motherfucker came out.
Yeah, man.
And I didn't even know you was on the hook, dog. I swear, you ain't never talked to me before, have you? And you're like,
I ain't never thought of you before.
All right, then, so I ain't motherfucking know he was on the hook, but that's one of my favorite fucking songs, and I've been playing that when that motherfucking election was going down. I played that motherfucking song, and I ain't even know this nigga was on the hook. So, salute to you, bro, because I fuck with that record the long way. Understand
appreciate
what I'm saying?
That. I appreciate
period,
that.
Nigga, because I like shit like that. Like, I like club shit, but honestly, bro, I don't be in the club as much as I be in my motherfucking car, as much as I handle my business as a grown man. I watch CNN more than I goddamn watch MTV or some shit. You know what I'm saying? You feel
I mean,
me?
Niggas in the hole need to start paying attention to what's going on around them. Boy, some shit going on around you, man. You better pay attention to the world right now.
Absolutely. Well, let's go ahead and get into this motherfucking song, man. This is Total Chaos featuring 2 Chainz, but I'm going to let you introduce it on me. Go ahead and bring it how you want to bring it in. We'll play it. I'm going to come back to you real quick after that, though. Go ahead.
What's good, baby? It's yours, truly, Total Calico Can-Ass Chaos, man. This is my single song of the ghetto featuring the big homie 2 Chainz, man. Y'all fuck with a real nigga, for real.
You're not rocking with the best of them. Welcome to the subway.
I came from the slums of the ghetto.
Try to took what I got. Louis Vuitton bag on while I sit in the pop bottles like alcoholics. I came from the hood, straight about the project. Now I swear to an important object. Fuck a nigga hating cause a nigga get money. They say they gon' rob but never do shit to me. Nah, y'all niggas never did shit for me. That's why we stuntin', why y'all niggas look bummy. And ho, I whip from crumbs to bricks. Big 4-5, I dome your shit. Hot iron on me, I comb your wick. And fuck that ho, I don't want your bitch. And getting this money's my new religion. So y'all niggas know how I'm truly living. When I hop up out of Benz, be a bitch to business. Like ho, you can kiss my true religion.
Going in rotation. Oh, you got a problem with it?
I appreciate that.
Fuck you. You got a problem with it? Fuck you.
Fuck you.
I fuck that shit, homie. That shit is.
Appreciate that.
You know what? After you told me you was on the Obama track and it was your shit, and I was like, I was waiting. I was like, let me, cause you know I haven't heard the record. You know what I'm saying? What I like to do is when I do the interviews and shit, it's like. I be wanting to hear, even when I do my Illa Kill joint, I don't listen to people's shit when they send it to me. I be listening to it when it's live on the show so people can gauge my real live reaction. You know what I'm saying? So it don't sound like I heard it or whatever. No. I be waiting to hear the shit. When I do interviews, I don't listen to the songs live. If I ain't never heard it before, I'm listening to that motherfucker live with the audience. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
The genuine reaction. I fuck with that record the long way, homie. I like it.
Appreciate that. I appreciate that a lot.
Absolutely, homie. Well, hold on real quick. Now, anyway, you know what I'm saying? Let me take up a call. So we got people on the phone lines that maybe they want to holler at you, maybe they want to hit you up, maybe they want to ask you a question, or maybe they just want to say something about the interview. So you got a time? You good?
Yeah, man, sure. Hell yeah.
Right. 917-202. What up, though? Welcome to K100. What's popping?
What's going on, man? You know what I mean? It's your boy Stingray in the building, man. You know what I mean?
What's
no
good,
doubt.
Baby?
All right. Stingray. Chilling, man.
First of all, I want to know what you think about that last joint, that Slums of the Ghetto joint. You fucking with that record?
Yeah, I liked it, man. You know, definitely. You know what I'm saying? It's real. It's a real record. You know what I mean? You know, and, you know, that to be honest with you, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not a whole lot of records nowadays is on the radio that have that, you know, that kind of real feel like that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's definitely a good look. Yeah, no doubt.
Absolutely.
It ain't about 2 Chainz on it, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't about him being on it. You know, the record itself is... You know, it's a, you know, solid idea.
Appreciate that, Sting. That's real.
Absolutely, homie. Shout out to homie Stingray. Who I like his opinion. Mm-hmm. I like his feedback because he's an artist and we actually played one of his joints earlier tonight, the Fly for Life joint. So shout out to him. He's got a real campaign going representing Chi-Town over here. You know what I'm saying? So shout out.
We need to collab on some shit or something, man. I'm about that shit. You feel me?
Yeah, man, definitely, man, for sure. You know what I mean? That's, you know what I mean? You know, Blizz, you know what I mean? You know, we connect everything, all of us up, man, you know? Because like I said, a lot of real cats, you know, Blizz is a real dude, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's just all about, you know, real dudes getting together, man, and making that power move, man. You know what I'm saying? Kicking that door down, you know what I mean?
That's really sticking together for unity, man. Ain't no unity out here, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Hey, you're right about that. I'm sorry for anybody who wanted to hear any more music. This shit is not going down. I can tell you, we got 15 minutes left, and this shit finna eat up the rest of the show. I don't know what to say, Pippin. Stand by. I don't know what the fuck to tell you, my nigga. I don't know what to tell you. Stand by. 347-733. What up, though? K100. 347-733. What up? Hello? All right, I'll go to the next person. 850-702. What up, though?
What's up, man?
What's going on? Who this?
You got my dog Chaos up, though?
Yeah, man, we just played that shit. Did you hear or you missed it when you called in?
I probably missed it when I called in.
Oh, well, you just missed it, dog. He just got out the line and shit, man. Where you from, my nigga? Who you is?
Oh, I'm Dirty Fontaine, man. I'm down here in Tallahassee, too.
Man,
Dirty Fontaine, what's happening, boy? What's happening, man?
Man, you know, smoke book in the fast lane, Cadillac brake pumping, bitch.
Already, man. What's good, though?
Man, I'm blessed, my nigga. Just trying to stay positive, bro. That's it.
Hey, K?
Yeah, this K?
Yep. Yeah, man. You know, hey, man. I'm shooting that video, but I won't send it, man.
When you shooting it?
I'll probably do it next month, man. We getting everything together, man. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I'm over here at the studio, bro. I got to go to Texas tonight, but I'll be back like around Monday. So just let me know I'm up here.
Hit me up on Twitter with your contact though.
I got you. Send me a direct message.
All right, I got you.
Hit me up on Twitter so I got your info.
All right, bro.
All right, bro.
All right. Hey, yeah. See how shit be going down over here at K100, man. niggas be connecting and goddamn doing all kind of shit over here. Just don't say nothing federal, nigga. Nothing federal. Shout out to my nigga 6, motherfucking 8, and Tonto and my niggas, man. Hold on, let me see somebody else went online. Let me check it. 478-283, what up, though? Macon checking in. What up?
Hey, what it do, Blizz? This your boy Jose Quavo, man, stepping into the building, man.
What's going on, homie? Thanks for calling into the show, man. What you think about that joint with Total Chaos and Slums the Ghetto joint?
Yo, man, living in that ghetto, man, really touched my heart, dog, man. I just want to say a salute to the youngin' right there, man. I really heard that shit right there, man. That shit A1, bro. Hope we
man,
get
I
some information.
A lot, big homie. I appreciate that a lot.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Hey, Blizz, that 7 days of the week ain't catch on yet, did it?
No, we played it last night, so we probably won't play it tonight. We played it last night. And this interview, we got 10 minutes left. I'm finna talk to this nigga for 10 more minutes, man. I ain't even gonna fucking front.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking to this nigga Chaos about 5-10 more minutes, and then we're gonna probably sign off this motherfucker. That's how it's going now. I don't know.
I had to call and show some love, man, to you. You know what I'm saying? Salute to the homie right there with that track, though, man. They got a lot of soul to it, and I can dig that, though.
Absolutely.
I appreciate that a lot.
Let's call it, man. Shout out to the 478, man. Make it checking into the building. Make it, Georgia.
All right, man. Well, time in it.
Hey, man. That's what's up. Hold on. I got somebody from the 850. Hold on. We got a female. 850. 850-319. Hello.
Hey, what it do?
What it do? What's up? Checking in what? from the Bangin' Bay. 850. Everybody be like, man, I'm from the Total Chaos. This is my thing, man. I be like, I'm from the 850, my nigga. I rip that shit all the time in my songs. I be from the 850, nigga. Automatically say Tallahassee. I be like, hey, this motherfucker 850 the whole goddamn panhandle, nigga.
Hey, panhandle.
God damn it. But I fuck with T-Town. You know, I grew up going to a whole bunch of Capitol Wilds and homecomings and all kind of shit,
it's
man.
It's all love. It's the 850. Like, you just might not be from the panhandle when you think that. You know what I'm saying? But niggas around here know what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It's all love.
So let's get a female perspective. What you think about that song by Total Chaos, Slums of the Ghetto, baby?
I liked it. That's what's up. That's real music right there.
Thank you a lot.
Absolutely. You're welcome.
That's what's
up. Much respect to you.
Yeah. Era. Representing the 850, the panhandle in the building. They're checking in. Hold on. We got somebody else from Macon. Another 478-390. Macon checking in deep. What up, though?
What up, Blizzum? This your boy Velo, man, checking in, man.
What's going on? Did you cut last joint, Velo?
Yeah, I ain't get a catch the email, man. I ain't know going through my email just then. It's like seeing what you had, hit me a little message. I'm like, damn, let me get on and holler at my boy, man.
Oh, absolutely. Well, that's all right. That's all right. It's all good. I wanted to make sure You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you for calling in to the show and shit. I'm trying to get some people to give me some feedback on that last record, but I appreciate you for calling into the show, homie. All right?
What's up, bro?
Shout out to the homie Velo. We played this new joint called The Cool tonight. New joint sent me in. He got me. Hey, the homie Velo, Macon, Georgia, they fucked with him long way. We rock with him the long way over here, man. Well, hey, Total Chaos, man. Hey, what's up, man? Hey, check this out. Total Chaos.
I'm here, baby.
What's going on? Man, anyway, first of all, I want to make sure, you know what I'm saying, you give the people your contact information in case they want to hit you up for some business or whatever. Tell the people how to get in contact with you. Where's your movement located at on the internet? Because most people listening to this shit is already online. Go ahead.
My Twitter, you can hit me up at Total Chaos, TOTALKAOS. My Facebook is Chaos, Total Chaos. And my Instagram is Total Chaos.
Oh, you on Instagram?
I'm on all that good shit.
I'm on that motherfucker too, though, but a lot of niggas don't give out their Instagram and shit, because that's what nigga be creeping at.
How do you creep on Instagram, though? You can just tell them, reroute a bitch in your Facebook, or you know what I'm saying? So you can DM a motherfucker.
All right, man, check this out. I'm gonna hit you on the DM, man, cause we gotta get up, man.
We gotta link up.
You know what I'm saying? You know too many of my people, and you know we from the same area. This shit don't make no sense. We ain't got nothing popping. So you know, I'm hit you up about all the. I'll hit you up sidebar, man. You feel me?
Hey man, let's do it. I'm about whatever. If we gonna help us get to the next level, bro, I'm all in. So I'm positive, I'm with it.
Absolutely, man. All right, but before we go, man, I'm gonna play one more record. You know what I'm saying? Basically, Total Chaos has monopolized the show, but that's okay. That's okay, because I fuck with him, and I fuck with my nigga Blood Raw. Y'all already know I fuck with Blood Raw over here. This my nigga. You know, we got several songs together, and I play a lot of his music over here on the show, because that's my partner them. But at the same time, I'm going to play this other joint, because this is one of my favorite joints by Blood, even though I like a lot of the stuff that Blood done, but it's the message behind this particular song. You know, I like club stuff, but I love when he goes deep and gets into the real life shit more so, you know what I'm saying, than anything else. So I'm going to play this other record, man, called Obama, and I didn't even know this homie was on the... Y'all know I play this song all the time over here, but I didn't know the homie was on the hook. I'm going to play this on GP, man, and we're going to get ready to roll up out of here, man. So salute to you, homie. I thank you for calling in to the show. We're going to do some business, man. It's good to meet you. You feel me? I'm glad you called in on the radio, homie. You feel me? You have a good time?
Man, I had a lovely time, bro, and I appreciate everything.
Absolutely, homie. We'll make sure we get you an MP3 of this, man, so you can blast out over your network and everything. You feel me? And salute. You know what I'm saying?
I'll make sure I do that.
Absolutely, homie. All right, man. You know what it is. 347-934-0966. I got about 5 minutes left in the show. Hit me up, www.blogtalkradio.com. Follow me on Twitter at K100_radio. Again, Total Chaos on the track, on the hook, all this other shit. My nigga, Blood Raw, man, Obama. You not rocking with the best of them? Welcome to the subway before we get up out of here. One more.
Better days. Wish I could on. Mr. President Obama, we root for you, homie. We gon' ride for you. You feel me? Until last.
I like that record so much, it don't make no sense. And I didn't even, anyway, y'all don't even know what, what just happened, like, in front of y'all eyes, in front of y'all ears, behind y'all. Y'all don't know what happened with this connection. But I'm gonna show y'all in a minute. Hold on, we got somebody from 850. Hold on. Before I go, man, I got 2 minutes left. 850-702. What up?
Hey, yo, man, it's Dirty Fontaine again, man. I got one of the hottest club tracks, man. I want to know how I can get to you.
Oh, absolutely, man. Hold on, let me make sure I cut the music off so you can hear me clearly. The email address, send me your MP3, K100Radio, that's the letter K, the number 100, like K100, like keep it 100, K100Radio@gmail.com. That's it.
Okay. At K100@gmail.com. Also, yeah, man, check out the video. It's the video, too. It's called Coconut Syrah, Dirty Fontaine.
Absolutely. Are you on Twitter? You on Twitter? You rock with Twitter?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter, Dirty Fontaine, at Dirty Fontaine.
Hit me up on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. Hit me up on Twitter. The Twitter is K100_radio. Hit me up, homie.
I got you. I'm finna follow you right now, homie.
All right, homie.
I'm gonna see that track too.
Absolutely. All right, appreciate it.
Already.
All right. Shout out to Dirty Fontaine. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Total Chaos, man. We got a hot new track over here. Salute to the 850. Salute to the artists. Salute to the grinders. You understand what I'm saying? We getting ready to get up out of here, man. Thanks for rocking with your dog, man. It's been the Subway, man. We played a lot of good music tonight, and we had a really great interview, man. So, shouts out to the homie for calling in to the show and making this thing great. Salute. What's up, Breezy Says? Shouts out to her, too. She hooked this whole thing up. True. We getting ready to get up out of here, man. If you're in the Atlanta area, remember, if you just up the night shift or maybe you're going to be leaving from the club, 2 a.m. to 6 p.m., I'll be live with Dirt with the Riding Dirty Radio crew on 89.3 FM here in Atlanta, Georgia. So if you're in Atlanta, Georgia, and you out tonight late, coming home, maybe you creeping. Who knows? 89.3 FM, the Riding Dirty Radio crew, Vic XL, Miss Linda, I'll be over there, and we're going to be talking about, you know what I'm saying, they brought me in to talk about host. You know what I'm saying? They're going to play one of my songs and everything, but they also want to talk to me about my responsibility as a rapper, about what I say and all that. You know, all this whole controversy with Weezy. They want to talk to some rappers about it, and me being a radio host and an artist, they want to hit me up and peg my opinion. Remember to check out Making It Magazine, man. Of course, you know, I just got added as a contributing writer over there at Making It Magazine, man. Y'all check out Making It Magazine, man. The new issue, I seen some of it. It's going to be dope, man. Y'all hit me up, man. All right? Y'all hit up Making the Magazine. When you see it in the streets, Making the Magazine, shout out to the boy Kelby Canick, like I said, for bringing me on as a contributing writer. But again, check out the website, chainlessentertainment.com, C-H-A-I-N-L-E-S-S. Salute to the grinders, man. Thanks, everybody, for tuning into the show. You've been rocking with the best of them, man. This was another episode of The Subway. We about this bitch. Deuces.